All right. Well, hey guys, welcome to the Soul Type. Me and Kev had an argument just now, just to let you know, innit? So it might be a little bit of tension between us. You good?
Bit of sweat.
I love you too, man.
That's nice.
I love you too.
That's nice.
It's good when friends and, you know what I'm saying, especially men
reply to each other
and say like,
I'm sorry, we're cool.
Shall I tell you, he's been sitting down waiting. Yeah. Cool. So I know where you like, I know where you stand. Yeah. You're just on Mo, introduce yourself.
The arguments was about replying on messages and Hashi just dug. That was nice. But guys, welcome back to the Small Time Critics podcast. I'm one third of Small Time Critics. My name is Mo.
Okay.
Mohammed Hashi.
And in this episode, we're gonna be reviewing Spaceman, starring Adam Sandler. And Carey Mulligan.
Yep. And Paul Dano.
If you ain't seen it, go watch it and come back. There's going to be spoilers, but we're going to do a quick non-spoiler anyway. But before we get into the review, guys, please make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Please subscribe. Yeah. There was a lot of traction with the Society of the Snow. Shout out to all my Uruguayans out there.
And listen, the
Latin Americans, Hispanic, everybody. Yes. Shout out all of you lot. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, muchas gracias.
By the way,
muchas gracias.
Mucho gracias. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it was very nice, man.
Muchas gracias, dog.
And also, just all the comments as well. Like, very, very smart. You know what I mean? Erudite comments, man. Yeah. I really, really appreciate that.
There's people that told me stuff about the movie. I was like, wow, okay, I didn't even know that. Like, honestly.
The thing with the brother that was announcing the survivors, being one of the survivors, blew my mind.
Yeah. There was one about, oh no, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Anyway, if you ain't seen that, go watch the Society of the Snow episode. But yeah, please subscribe to the, we're consistent. We're dropping reviews multiple times.
Just one thing I want to say, just shout out all the ladies that are subscribing, by the way. Just an influx of females.
Shout out to
you
ladies.
You know what I'm saying?
Always.
Gotta love it, man.
Each and every time. You okay, Cam?
You okay?
I'm good.
Yeah?
What's wrong with shouting out the ladies?
No. I love the ladies. Don't get me in trouble.
I like that.
Don't get me in trouble.
Also, one thing I did see. A John Smith subscribed.
Was that you?
No, that's Donald. That's Donald. I see you, bro. Thanks for subscribing.
That's who?
It's got to be Donald Glover, right? John Smith.
Oh, snap.
Come on. I see you.
And he responded in the Bob Marley one, isn't it?
Yeah, he responded as well. Yeah.
This guy. But anyway, so Spaceman.
Yeah.
Like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell if you want to see the videos. We're bringing out reviews multiple times a week, like I said, so we're trying to be consistent. But yeah, quick non-spoiler, yeah. I'll start. This was not for me. I definitely did not like this. I was kind of bored. And do you know what? Yeah, I just kept on like, I don't know. Like the movie wasn't moving along for me as much as I wanted it to. Like, and the dialogue wasn't like captivating enough. There wasn't really much for me. I'm not going to lie. Performance wise, I thought it was great. Adam Sandler, when it comes to dramatic roles, I think he's top notch now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Carey Mulligan, she's always great, obviously. Yeah.
What about Paul Dano?
Paul Dano was great for what he did, yeah. Yeah. But like I said, this just wasn't for me. I didn't like this at all, man. I couldn't stand this movie, honestly. Yeah.
Obviously, just for the audience, this is a movie about a man who goes into space for a space mission while his wife's 6 months pregnant.
Something like that.
And he's going to, I think, Jupiter, right?
He started off in Jupiter. He's going to the Chopra.
Chopra, yes, that's it. Yeah.
Chopra clouds.
Yeah, purple clouds.
Yeah.
Right? And for me, it was hit and miss because I'm someone who really enjoyed Ad Astra, the James Gray film with Brad Pitt. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
What did you think of that? Because that kind of had a similar vibe.
It was okay.
Yeah. For me, that was a film that wasn't the greatest.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it a lot more than this. For me, I did think that this is the themes that the movie was trying to explore was like very, very heady. And I think a lot of it's either people respond to it or you don't. And I think it kind of makes sense in terms of your reaction to it. I found certain parts, especially towards the end, like towards the third act, which I thought, okay, it's interesting where you're going here. But I don't feel that they went the extra step to try and land the plane or land the spacecraft, so to speak.
Anyway, Kem, what do you think, brother?
Yeah, completely agree with you lot. It's not for everybody. On this occasion, it kept me captivated. I had moments where I was like, I want to put this down. But then it was, I kind of wanted to know because, again, thought provoking. There's a lot of elements within the movie. it speaks about oneself, one's journey in regards of finding yourself and sort of accepting that you're not always right, accepting responsibilities, accepting that the world doesn't revolve around you. And I felt, as you said, Adam Sandler has now sort of proven his point in doing dramatic roles very well. Overall, in the sort of non-spoiler, it done enough to keep me wanting more and understanding. And with the sort of spidery thingy, it made me feel that was my conscience.
All right, so we're all a bit different on it. Like,
yeah.
Okay, cool, fair enough. I thought we were all going to be the same. That's my fault, maybe. But do you not want to get into spoilers?
Yes, let's get into it.
All right, let's get into spoilers, yeah. The only part in this movie for me where I was like, oh, wow, is when the alien actually showed up. And that was already shown in the trailer anyway.
Yeah.
But other than that, the whole time I was just screaming at the TV, just go to therapy, man. Just go to therapy, bro. Like... You needed an alien to tell you how much of an ass you've been to your wife
yeah.
this whole time. Like, come on, bro. Like, come on, man. Like,
I found it very interesting because what I was looking for was, is a spider real or is a spider just in his head?
I did think that in the beginning too, yeah. yeah. But eventually, I don't know. I think for me, early on, as soon as it sneezed on him, just all over his face, I was like, this might actually be a real alien. I don't know. But
I had the same sort of opinion until the sneeze happened, and I was like, okay, clearly real. But to sort of come back at your point about go to therapy, based on the situation, he's in space.
Yeah, he is in space.
He's in space. So obviously, he's addressing the now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And clearly, he wants to get a message, and he's oblivious. Well, he's somewhat oblivious to the feelings, his feelings of his missus.
Yeah.
By obviously taking the mission and doing all this. For having somebody to come and tell you where you're wrong, where he knew he was, kind of knew he was wrong the whole time, but he needed somebody to voice it, in the sort of medium of the alien spider. Yeah. So again, maybe this is why it sort of resonated with me a bit more, because obviously when you're wrong, you're like, admit you're wrong, innit? And yeah. I'm okay with that. Saying that, no. No.
What are we doing
no,
here?
No.
Is this no. A dig at me?
Why would it be a dig at you? Okay. I'm talking about oneself.
Okay.
I'm speaking about oneself.
About oneself, yeah.
Oneself, referring to myself.
All right.
So when you're wrong, yeah? So obviously, if there's something you want to put out there, do it now. Don't jab me from the back, please.
I'm
not talking to you. Don't jab me from the back. I'm talking.
I
won't poke you down. But I'm saying, no, all jokes aside. For this, I think it's done enough. Again, it's not for everybody. Some people really like it. And I found myself more in liking it than disliking it.
What do you think of Hanush?
Hanush, bro.
Hanush. Is it Hanush?
Hanush. I like Baba Ganush. No, he was cool. The way he spoke, the skinny human, all of that stuff was cool.
Yeah.
I loved when he said, my interest in you has expired. I found that so funny.
Yeah, I need to start saying that to people.
When he said to him, oh, don't leave. And he tried to grab him, he said, get your hands off me.
Bro. He said, yo, I can if I want to.
Yeah, I can if I want to. He choked him a little bit.
He held on
a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't think this movie requires a long discussion, because it's either you like it or you don't like it,
yeah.
as
yeah.
you say. But overall, I don't think there's any sort of non-spoiler sort of that we could really give to this. It's all a discussion. It's literally a discussion. It's a piece where people's in a room talking about their thoughts.
About human emotions and things like that. But like, my thing is also going back to like if the alien was real or not, yeah. I think there kind of still is a conversation of whether it's real or not.
That's what's interesting about
the How therapy. Is it going in and out of the ship without any airlocks opening and things like that? Is it like a magical alien?
It doesn't necessarily. It's just like, obviously, clearly he's an extraterrestrial being,
right?
And he doesn't know where he's from. Like, even with the particle, the sort of beginning particle, whether
the chopper thing.
The particle, yeah. Obviously, it's clearly not from our dimension, so it could go through things. You can't capture it.
So same with him, you're saying?
It could be.
Yeah,
I guess so.
For me, like, those kind of questions really aided in the, is it real or is it not real? Because I kept on, like, flip-flopping. nah, it's real, then immediately, like 100% adamant, nah, it's fake. This is all in his mind.
From what bit where you felt it was real, then you felt, oh, he's not real?
So the sneeze, and the thing that I'm adamant to this point even now, that it's not real, is the fact that he kept on going in and out of the ship. I was like, that's the thing that kind of...
Yeah, I was like, how are you doing this?
Yeah, that's the thing for me personally. I was like, nah, it can't be. You know what I'm saying? Because physically, how's that possible? You know what I'm saying? Because obviously, it's got physical characteristics, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And actual, you know what I mean? Physicality. So, it's quite like obviously, the spider's got like a presence, and the alien's got a presence. How can it do that, you know what I'm saying, without making noise? Or, you know, those kind of questions are the reason why I thought...
It's also convenient that all the cameras were down, so nobody in the space station could see... Yep. Control center, sorry, could see.
But then that's just storytelling.
Yeah, I guess so.
But when the cameras and stuff was down, they were sort of going through sort of whether it's radio, like these particles could sort of interfere with the instruments. So again, it's storytelling.
But they said that part right at the beginning, because he said, "Can we sort out the toilet?" And he goes, "Nah, the cameras take priority," kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Did anybody feel like that
would have messed with my mental health? No toilet.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, and that toilet was. But the noise. I'd be like, that's quiet noise, boy. The tube was good. I'd be like, that's white noise. I go to sleep calmly with that.
No, some people
I
can't. Got a problem with that. Some people can't. Like,
I'd have been like the alien hugging up the thing to sleep. But did anyone feel like the control center guy, Kunal Peter. Naya, Peter, right?
Yeah.
Did anyone feel like he was a bit of a, like, I didn't like him for some parts of this movie. Just because of the way he responded to him.
What?
Like, I don't know, like, you know this guy's alone and things like that, and he's, sometimes he's in distress and he's talking, just like, you good? Yeah, okay.
But he
we'll sort it. Yeah, we'll get it done. Yeah,
yeah, okay, but he sort of led with that my job is just your sanity and your safety. So
he's like,
so I don't think beyond all of that he's going to sort of add any sort of emotional, because then if he has an emotional sort of bond to him, then he might try and assist him to doing other stuff where he's not meant to be doing.
Well, we don't think that's what he needs. No. Being such like the loneliest man in the world, quote unquote.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I feel like he needed that man.
I thought so.
He was super. Would you not have done that, by the way, gone on a solo trip?
No. Depends. If you've got a family, 100%.
What does it depend on?
I'm a space guy. I love all of that.
Okay,
space man. You leave your family though.
If you just give me a second, you're here.
Wow.
If I didn't have a family, why not?
Scary, man.
But it's exciting though.
I don't know, man.
Nah.
I don't know how much excitement was in there.
No, it's exciting. It's exciting to sort of just the mere fact of going further than anyone has ever gone and just observing.
There's nothing out there, man. There's nothing out there.
Are you sure of that?
There's nothing out there.
Are you sure of that? There you go.
Ashley's about to get religious on us.
No, I'm about to.
He's about to get religious on us.
Religious or not, I'm just saying, if you don't know.
It's exploration, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's exploration, But I'm just saying, for me, being alone up there, like, that's too much.
I'm okay with
And
I'm
especially, okay. like, your wife is now not responding. Brother?
Oh, no, that's a different situation.
Come on, man.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. You only go on these missions when you don't have dependents.
No, like, baby, no. I need you.
Bro, imagine not knowing the Arsenal score. Madness, bro.
Look what this guy did. Look what you're doing, man. Look what you're
doing. But yeah, no, I get what you're saying. But then obviously circumstances, if it was different circumstances, of course, I'll personally do it if I didn't have any dependents. Having a dependent, you'll never do that.
Quickly before we end, what interested you to watch this film?
Adam Sandler.
Okay, for me, it was Johan Renck, the director, because he did Chernobyl.
Yeah, I heard about that. But for me, Adam Sandler, because obviously Uncut Gems was a few years ago, and I just thought that was, for me, I loved that movie.
No, I love Adam.
And I loved his performance, Hustle as well. Yeah. And it's just like, let me see what he's going to do next.
Yeah.
I know he has this Netflix deal and all of these movies and stuff like that. Let me see what he's going to do next. The trailer intrigued me, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But the movie is just, it didn't hit for me at all, man.
No, fair play.
Yeah, I think with the same, for me, it's almost like he's still in that probation period of like, he could really do serious roles. Yeah. And he showed his
role. Yeah, I'm still going to watch anything that he's in. 100%. So I'm all in it. But like, yeah, just personally for me, it just didn't hit. Man.
I would love to see him do like a serious role, but not a drama piece. Not sort of like a drama piece. I'm talking about a serious where he's either a villain or he's like a serious like protagonist. Like, I don't want Adam Sandler like this or funny. I want to see him down the road.
What about him in like a Scorsese film? Or him in a Christopher Nolan film, or maybe him in a Denis Villeneuve film. Maybe
he could definitely pull off a Scorsese one, because he does a lot of like mob stuff. He could definitely be like that New Yorker kind of guy. I think he could be. Maybe not the top dog in the gang, but like somebody.
He could be a guy in the organization.
He could be someone. Yeah, yeah. I think he could pull it off. He has the accent. He has it all. Like, he's good there, I think.
I don't think he's got the accent. That was the first thing when I was watching this movie thinking, like,
he's a full-on New Yorker.
I'm not talking about New York. I'm just saying just accents in general. Because you know when the movie started? It felt like he started.
He's trying to do a Czech thing,
Then it kind of failed, and he just
it fell off. Yeah.
It morphed back into American.
Yeah.
I get it. I think Carey Mulligan didn't really have much time in this movie, personally.
Yeah,
I thought she could have had more time.
If you want to see a great performance from her, watch Maestro. That's the best thing she's done in like the last 10 years.
She's nominated, right?
Yeah, rightly so. Yeah.
But you got any other thoughts, guys?
No.
We're gonna have to score this.
Yeah, go for it. I'll give it a 6.5.
I'll give it a 6.
I'll give it a 5. Okay. This was the for me the definition of mid.
Okay.
But yeah, that's just me. Guys, let us know what you guys think in the comments of Spaceman. It's on Netflix right now. Go check it out. But yeah, I mean I'm excited to see what Adam Sandler does next. Guys, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell so you know when the videos are coming out. And we'll see you guys for more reviews. Peace.
Peace.